This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the measures making their way through the upper chamber.
Thank you, Mr.
Monday afternoon saw Missouri senators send Senate Joint Resolution 38 to the Missouri House of Representatives. During discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned ending lobbyist gifts has been one of his priorities for years.
It was the first bill that I filed as a member of the Missouri Senate, and I've filed it every year ever since.
Monday also saw Senate Bill 539 come to the floor of the Missouri Senate. Sponsor, Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff, says his proposal seeks to increase taxes on motor fuels.
Almost half the fuel that's purchased in the state of Missouri is done by out-of-staters.
Senate Bill 539 has been set aside for further consideration.
Senate
Tuesday afternoon was dedicated to Senate Bill 591. Sponsor, Senator Bill White of Joplin, tells his colleagues this measure would modify provisions relating to punitive damages.
The major bill which I am responsible for in this, it's the underlying bill.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds the current version is quite different than what was first introduced.
My sense is we went from a 9-page bill to a 47-page.
Senate Bill 591 has been laid over for future talks.
For
Wednesday afternoon sees Senate Bill 575 come to the floor. Sponsor, Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Spring, says this measure would establish procedures for a claimant in an action for damages due to asbestos exposure to disclose claims filed with an asbestos trust.
Without infringing on the rights of victims or defendants.
During discussion, Senator Walsh said she's been concerned about asbestos for years.
There's only one way you can get this disease. It's by exposure to asbestos.
Senate Bill 575 has been set aside for future discussion. Wednesday also sees time spent on Senate Bill 600. Sponsor, Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville, says his proposal would require a prison term and prohibit certain other punishments for second-degree murder and certain dangerous felonies.
The justice system has stopped locking up the people we're afraid of.
During the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hearing on the bill, Senator Carla May of St. Louis tells the sponsor to take the recidivism rate into account.
Help people acclimate back into society.
Another yes vote would send Senate Bill 600 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration. The seventh week of session will start Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.